It's the 19th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A defendant from Sharnbrook testified at the Old Bailey to causing a blast that blew out windows in his house, caused him physical harm and rattled his neighbourhood. Matthew Hayden says he has an obsession curiosity with the science of explosion, partly linked to his attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. He admitted to complacency when applying an explosive chemical to a glass microwave plate that still had remains of another combustive substance already on it. The resulting loud thundering boom was felt in the surrounding area. He describes the experience saying, "My whole arm was completely numb. I couldn't hear. I couldn't see. I dropped to my knees." The 48-year-old, however, denies being a danger to anyone other than himself. The trial is ongoing. Biggleswade Town Council say they were caught off guard by the announcement that the Halifax branch on the High Street would be permanently closing on the 31st of July. The council are considering the development of a community banking hub either through one of the area post offices or at the Lloyds branch a few doors down. Last Tuesday night saw Peter McCormack's Real Bedford football team secure another league title win at McMullen Park by defeating the London Lions 2-0. This is the second consecutive league victory for the Pirates, who play in the Spartan South Midlands Football League. Next up will be the Championship game against Cockfosters at Colney Heath Recreation Ground on the 24th of April, where success could promote the team to the 8th tier. Coco's in Bedford is up for sale for any aspiring entrepreneurs with an asking price of £125,000. The cocktail bar, with a unique interior design, is located at Riverside Square next to View Cinema and has a healthy annual take of around £120,000. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.